Hi everyone. Merry Christmas to you. We are in our last week of Advent and Advent devotions. And so this week we'll be reading a lot of the passages from the Christmas story, mainly from Luke chapter 1 and 2 and Matthew 1. But today we'll be reading specifically from Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 24. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they're both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. Now, while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. When he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. He kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." So this passage technically is not a Christmas story in that it's not like of the birth of Jesus, but Luke, sorry, chooses to start his writings about the Christmas story, if you will, but really the whole book of Luke. He chooses to start here with this birth of John the Baptist, who comes before Jesus, in a couple ways. He comes before Jesus. We'll get to that in a sec. But I think it's important to recognize here, like one thing that we're highlighting in this passage is that the birth of John the Baptist, really the conception of John, is miraculous. And how is that? It's miraculous. We see that in this passage. First thing we want to point out is that his parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth, they are old. It says that they are advanced in years. And we can't like know a lot of these things for sure, but it's unlikely that they were like just people, say, even in their 40s. It's likely we're talking like 50s or maybe 60s even, right? This is more like Abraham and Sarah, right, in the Old Testament than like Joseph and Mary here. They were old. And so for Zechariah and Elizabeth to have a baby, it was a miracle. It was something miraculous. And of course, there's this other miracle of the angel appearing and Zechariah becoming mute here. Now, one thing I want to point out here is that Zechariah says he's a priest. Now, he was unlikely a priest by trade, if you will. It was his turn. It was his division's like turn to be on duty. And so they would call in divisions of the people because there's a lot of them. And they're chosen by lot. So it was basically a lottery that was taken. It says, okay, who among this like division of priests gets to go into the temple and burn incense? It was unlikely that many of them got to do this often. And so it's miraculous that Zechariah was in there in the first place. And of course, there's this miracle, this angel appearing, speaking to him, telling of what his son would be like. And Zechariah expressing doubt, of course. And him becoming mute, like God closing his mouth for not understanding what he had done or recognizing the will and the word of God here. So anyways, this is a miraculous thing that's happened. Zechariah and Elizabeth would have a baby. But it wasn't just provision for having a child that happens here. The angel is clear here about what this child would come to do. And it says in verse 15 that he'll be great before the Lord. There was greatness that would come from this child, and that he would be filled with the Holy Spirit, and that he would turn many people to God. But more than that, the most important part, and what all that is leads to, is at the end of verse 17, it says, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. John the Baptist came to prepare the way for Jesus. And we know about that when we read about John the Baptist and his ministry in the Gospels. And so I'm not going to touch on all that, but John the Baptist, in his coming, he came and he helped bring a lot of people to repentance. He spoke to people and people repented. Their lives were changed, and it prepared a way for Jesus to come, for people to put their faith in Jesus at his coming, which was later. And so in some ways, when we look at John the Baptist, well, in many ways, in a couple ways, he has come, he came before Jesus. His life, his actual birth, came before Jesus, right? He would prepare the way. He came first. This miracle was first. Now, the miracle of John the Baptist's birth, though, pales in some ways, in many ways, to the miraculous nature of Jesus' birth. But the miracle, right, the miracle, all the circumstances of John the Baptist's birth would point to the greater miracle that was to come a few months after. And in the same way, John the Baptist would come before Jesus, and that his ministry came. And it came before Jesus' ministry. And it would point the way to what Jesus would do. For us, then, when we think of this passage, this is how we are to live as well. We, like John the Baptist, have experienced a miracle. We've been part of a miracle. God's love has come for us. Jesus came for us. And he has transformed us and changed us. He has shown us his love for us. And then we, in turn, as we are filled with the Holy Spirit, as we are being filled by the Holy Spirit, we bless others, like John blessed others. We prepare the way for Jesus to others. When we share the gospel with someone, it's not us who save someone. We're preparing the way. We're making people prepared and ready for Jesus to come in and bring transformation into their lives. The miracle of our lives points to the greater miracle of what Jesus wants to do in every person's life. Let's pray that we can be like John the Baptist. And in this Advent season, as we remember the coming of Jesus, it's important to remember that, you know, Jesus came and he's transformed us. And just like John the Baptist, just like the miracle of his life, the miracle we experience should point others to that miracle as well. So with that, let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for this grace and this love you have shown us. We thank you for the miracle of this new life we have in you, because Jesus, you came 2,000 some years ago. You came to us as a baby to show us your love and your grace and your kindness. We thank you, Jesus, for this love. And we pray that as we're filled with your Spirit, whom you've sent to us, may we prepare the way for you. May others come to know the goodness of your love as well. Use us, God. In your name we pray. Amen.